right, here we go with Boots and Salutes this morning. The phone numbers for you are 306-938-0600 and toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And our internet news poll question today, how concerned are you by the country's growing deficit? Well, 77% say they are very concerned about it, and 15% somewhat concerned about what's going on. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, a salute to your awesome station. I wake up every morning to CJWW. Also, a salute and prayers, especially for people involved in the fires. And a salute to that cute little Twitter or bird giggle played just before you say, and straight out of the delivery room. It's kind of an attention heads-up sound. Also, the odd animal, cow, sound, rooster, and so on. Puts a smile on a person's face in the morning. Cute.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute you, and I also like to salute the Blue Jays.
Right on. Go Blue Jays. Thanks for the call. Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to give a really big salute to all the Elbows Up people and their fearless leader, Carney, for putting the Stars and Stripes up at the Ottawa Parliament buildings. I guess he's just showing us what it's going to feel like to be a 51st state. Have a lovely day.
Boots and Salutes, hello.
Hi, good morning. A great big salute to the Republican Party and Donald J. Trump down in the States for passing the most consequential bill in our history, I'm sure. The people of the U.S. will never be better off, and I wish some of the politicians in Canada would have the courage to do what they did in the U.S. yesterday. And unfortunately, the doomsayers, the Trump haters, will continue to spew lies about this bill. But, wow, good on them.
Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. Just wanted to say happy Friday and salute to the Sask Energy upgrade crew working through this heat in the in Saskatoon. They're handling the gas lines in the heat and doing a fantastic job keeping everyone safe. So keep up the fantastic work.
Absolutely. Big shout out to everybody working outside today. At least a bit of a break from the heat. 24 degrees for a high today. Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Brown Sugar for doing a great job, and happy birthday, too.
Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, I have to make a big salute out to Beardies and One Arrow for doing your highway walk against domestic violence. They did a very good job, and they need to be credited for that. Yeah, domestic violence in Saskatchewan is extremely high. Just to let you know about that, it's got to be heard. Stop abusing women, children, and pets. And that's a man's job. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Carney. He's doing a wonderful job. Holy Heaven Cheer are nothing but a clown. We've never had food banks or homeless shelters. When Grant Devine was in power, he brought it all here. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Sounded a bit like Homer Simpson there. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hey, yes, I'd like to answer that the guy from the States there. Yeah, well, Mr. Trump is cutting Medicare. That helps people. Look at what he's cutting. What he's doing that with that bill. He's hurting people.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to salute you and the radio station. I'm hoping we're having a great weekend. But I'd like to give the biggest boot ever to those two, and I'm going to be polite and call them morons, that phone in all the time wanting Canada to be the 51st state and the Elbows Up guy. I'd really like to give you an Elbows Up because you should move to Montana where your ranch is. We're so tired of hearing this stuff every single day, putting down the Canadian politics. We may not be perfect, but we are so much better than living in the States with Trump. they that big, beautiful bill was there to help the billionaires. They are trillions of dollars in debt. If you listen to the news, that's going to be failing system soon. And so many people are going to lose their Medicare and lose so many other things that they normally have. Just watch what's going to come up in the next couple months. It's going to be a very, very sorry USA. So as far as Canada being a 51st state, that will never, ever, ever happen. Thank God.
Thanks for the input. Boots and salutes. Go ahead. Hello.
Oh, hello. This is just something that comment. You know, what some of these people pay for places to stay in, where they supply you with meals and stuff, you know, sometimes the cost of what they charge them, sometimes that's what I hear, but sometimes, see, you know, whatever you do, sometimes the meals are not very good, and they should, you know, they should be looked into a little bit maybe now and then. Because the cost of how much they paid to stay there very, very dearly. So, okay.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. You got to feel sorry for autistic people, and you try and help them out all you can, but there's no hope for Donald Trump.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yes, I just want to say something, too. We have friends and family in the U.S., they have absolutely no health care, and except if they pay enormous amounts for it. And the only ones that can afford to have a child down there and pay for their costs are people like Trump and Elon Musk. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to call back a second time, but as I was saying, you know, the lies will continue. And the person that said that Medicaid has taken away from the people is absolutely a false lie. What it's doing is people that are able to work are no longer going to receive free Medicaid, so they got to get off their butts and work. And to that lady that keeps dribbling on about the 51st state, never happened. Canada's a great place to live, but yes, we do have idiots that run our country quite often. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yeah, this is to that woman that was just on that was whining about she didn't want to hear about the elbows up and our government. You know, if you don't like it, that's too bad. That is called freedom of speech. And if you don't like it, shut your radio off.
Boots and salutes.
Hi, Ed. These people get...
You're cutting up on me, sorry. Boots and salutes.
I'd like to salute Trump, the Blue Jays, and boot the whiny farmers.
Boots and salutes, good morning.
Yes, I'd just like to give a shout-out to those Mo, Aliyev, and Trump supporters. It's nice that they can get their calls in before their banjo lessons.
And boots and salutes, you can be our last caller today.
Yeah, the whole problem is Scott Moe, Brad Wall, Grant Devine, they ruined this province for everybody. And Andrew Scheer and Pierre Poilievre, are you kidding me? Give me a break.
All right, well, that will do it for Boots and Salutes today. We got some fun coming your way after 8 o'clock this morning. Fresh off of Dauphin Country Fest, we'll be chatting with Quick Dick McDick. And, well, it's not only, of course, July the 4th today for our friends down in the United States. It is also a few other things that we could be celebrating today. So Sarah and myself are going to run that over for you right before 8 o'clock, or rather 8:30 here this morning. So hang on for all of that. Boots and Salutes, always brought to you by our good friends at Northern Factory Workwear.